Imagine spending 4 years getting your degree, pulling those late nights at the library, building up this really solid GPA.
Oh, yeah, the classic grind.
Right, the classic grind. Only to realize that the person who beat you out for your absolute dream internship didn't actually have a better academic record. They just had like a better ChatGPT prompt.
Yeah, it's brutal. But
Yeah.
honestly, welcome to the 2026 job market.
Exactly. I mean, if you are listening to this right now, you probably already know that the old advice, crafting a nice, neat one-page PDF resume and just firing it off into the void of some corporate job portal, that is completely dead.
Totally dead. Yeah.
We are looking at a totally new frontier for college students today.
It's a fundamental paradigm shift in how talent is identified and acquired. We're moving from a world where a resume was essentially this historical document.
Like just a static record of what you already did.
Exactly, a static record. Yep. Moving from that to a dynamic, highly optimized data set. And this data set is designed to interface directly with algorithmic filters well before a human ever sets eyes on it.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't understand the underlying mechanics of that shift, you're competing in a sprint where everyone else is riding a motorcycle and you're just stopping to tie your running shoes.
Which perfectly brings us to the mission of today's deep dive. We are unpacking a stack of source materials from a platform called CareerAgent.
Right.
We want to understand exactly how this next generation of digital talent is utilizing modern AI tools. Because looking at these sources, I mean, they aren't just using AI to like spell check a cover letter.
No, not at all.
They are deploying it to secure top internships, to comprehensively automate their job searches, and to build these professional presences that are mathematically designed to be undeniable.
Yeah, and just to set the baseline for what we're analyzing in these materials, CareerAgent is not positioning itself as some basic tips and tricks blog. The literature here outlines a very specific philosophy and a highly structured three-tiered service model. They've built an entire operational ecosystem around this concept. And the text notes, they're currently operating with a community of over 5,000 students.
5,000. That's huge.
It is. So we're analyzing a live, high-volume model being used at scale to navigate the modern hiring landscape.
Okay, let's unpack this because I really want to start by looking at the environment that has made a platform like CareerAgent not just viable, but seemingly necessary for you if you're navigating this space. They use a very deliberate phrase in their materials that really stands out to me. They call it the AI-first internship market in 2026.
Yeah, there's a specific insight piece mentioned in their career trends section titled exactly that, Navigating the AI-First Internship Market in 2026. And that phrasing, AI-first, is the linchpin here.
Right.
It implies that artificial intelligence isn't just a supplementary tool in the hiring process anymore. It is the primary foundational layer through which the entire market operates. Yeah, and CareerAgent's stated overarching goal is to act as a bridge for college students of all backgrounds to this specific, highly automated future of work.
And the promise they're making to these students is massive. I mean, the documentation essentially says, harness modern AI tools with us. And you will optimize your search to build a presence that recruiters literally cannot ignore.
Cannot ignore. That's the key.
Right. And thinking about that phrasing, it brings up this analogy for me. Like the old way of job hunting was like sending a message in a bottle. You write your application, you throw it in the corporate ocean, and you just pray the currents carry it to an HR department somewhere.
Yeah, totally passive.
Exactly. But navigating this AI-first market they're describing, it sounds much more like programming a heat-seeking missile. You are locking onto a specific target, like a specific role, and dynamically adjusting your trajectory using AI until you actually make impact. The heat-seeking missile analogy perfectly captures the shift from passive to active optimization. Because the modern applicant tracking system, or ATS, it doesn't just look for exact keyword matches anymore.
Oh, really?
No, it uses semantic analysis to understand the context of a job description, and then it scores applications based on how closely their underlying data structure matches that profile.
I see.
So CareerAgent is essentially teaching students how to engineer their application data to trigger a high confidence match in those exact systems.
but I have to push back on the premise here just a little bit. If I'm a college student listening to this, right, and I'm already stressed about midterms and student loans and everything else, does this level of hyper-optimization actually help me?
That's a fair question.
Or does it just add a massive amount of new pressure? Like, now I don't just have to have good grades. I also have to be, like, a tactical AI operator just to get my foot in the door for an entry-level internship.
Right, yeah. It's a very valid concern. Layering complex technology over an already stressful high-stakes process like job hunting could easily induce panic.
Yeah.
However, if we look at how Career Agent positions their philosophy in the text, their stated goal is the exact opposite of adding pressure. They explicitly claim their approach empowers students to navigate the job search with clarity and trust in their own potential.
Oh, okay. So the anxiety of job hunting usually stems from the black box nature of the portal, right? You don't know why you got rejected?
Exactly. The unknown is what causes the stress.
Right. So if Career demystifies that process, if they show you the exact mechanism of why an application succeeds or fails, they are theoretically giving you a controllable system. You aren't just at the mercy of a random HR recruiter's mood, you know. You're operating a predictable machine.
That's it. This raises an important question about control. By teaching students how to harness these tools, they're removing the guesswork. The objective isn't to turn the student into a robotics engineer.
Right, you don't need a computer science degree.
Exactly. The objective is transparency. When you understand the rules of the AI-first market, you can trust the process.
Which naturally transitions us into the actual methodology they use, because the sources are very clear that Career Agent is not a done-for-you agency. They aren't just taking your money and handing you a finished application.
Nope, that's not their model.
And here's where it gets really interesting. Their core methodology focuses entirely on teaching what they call simple frameworks for AI tools like ChatGPT and Microsoft Copilot.
Yeah, the text actually goes out of its way to specify that they are more than just a coaching service. They're designed specifically for the tech-forward student seeking a professional competitive edge. And the chosen mechanism for gaining that edge is the framework.
But wait, if I'm paying for a service to get a competitive edge, wouldn't I want the magic wand? Like, I'd want this service to just spit out the perfect resume, write my cover letters, and send me on my way to the beach. Why focus on teaching a framework instead of just providing the final answers?
It's a great question. What's fascinating here is the underlying philosophy of education versus dependency. Think about it. If an agency just uses a large language model like an LLM, the engine powering ChatGPT, to write a flawless resume for you, you walk away with a nice piece of paper.
Right.
But what happens when you actually land that next gen role? You step into an office on day one and you're suddenly expected to operate in an AI first corporate environment, but you don't actually know how to prompt the systems yourself.
Oh, wow. You'd be completely exposed. The resume implies a level of technological fluency that you don't actually possess.
Exactly.
So by teaching the framework, they are forcing the student to understand the logic. A framework isn't just saying, hey, write me a resume. A framework is learning how to give the AI a specific persona, feed it the constraints of the job description, and like properly structure its output.
Yeah, if we connect this to the bigger picture,
yeah.
Knowledge is most valuable when it's understood and applied by the individual. Career Agent is turning a temporary job hunting tool into a lifelong adaptive skill.
Right.
They're teaching the applicant how to think with the AI, rather than just letting the AI think for them. The framework is the structural logic of how to communicate with a machine.
Thinking with the AI. I love that. So if the philosophy is about building independent capability, we have to look at the practical execution of this. A philosophy is totally useless without tools. If I log in today to get this competitive edge, what is the actual arsenal being put in front of me?
Well, the sources outline a very clear three-tiered structure of services. It basically operates as a ladder of increasingly personalized AI integration.
Okay, what's tier one?
The first tier consists of their interactive AI-powered workshops.
So these are the group settings. The text says the stated purpose of these interactive workshops is to automate your research and application workflows.
That is the primary function, yes. Group deep dives into ChatGPT and Copilot to handle the sheer volume of the job search.
Okay, I have to pause on that phrase. Automate your research and application workflows. If we are automating the networking, automating the company research, and mass automating the applications we send out, don't we run a severe risk of losing the human element?
Yeah, that's the big fear.
Right, because people still hire people. If I automate my entire workflow, I basically just become a spam bot.
It's a crucial tension. High volume automation without personalization yields generic, easily identifiable spam. and recruiters use AI to filter out AI-generated spam.
Exactly.
But the text provides the counterbalance to this in their second tier of service, which is their personalized one-on-one strategy sessions.
Oh, okay. So the automation is essentially just a filter. It takes the busy work off my plate so my actual human interactions aren't completely exhausted by the time I get to them.
Wisely. This second tier offers coaching sessions with a personal AI consultant. The text specifically notes this is highly tailored to your specific industry target and your networking efforts. So the automation in the workshops handles the tedious, high-friction parts of the process, scraping job boards, sorting descriptions, formatting initial drafts. By offloading that heavy lifting, you're conserving your cognitive energy.
So I'm not wasting 4 hours tweaking margin sizes or manually cross-referencing company values on some corporate about us page.
Exactly. You free up that time so that when you do engage in your networking efforts, guided by your personal AI consultant, you can be intensely focused, deeply researched, and incredibly human.
Wow.
You're using the AI to sprint to the starting line of a genuine human interaction. In fact, the source material is highly aggressive about pushing students toward this personalized aspect.
Yeah, I noticed that.
They prompt users multiple times in the text to book a one-on-one demo or to literally just pick up the phone and call them directly at 206-537-4223 to begin that customized guidance.
Which really shows how much they prioritize that individualized strategy. They aren't just selling some passive video course you forget about. They are actively trying to pull you into their operational loop.
Yes. So we have the interactive workshops for the bulk workflow automation, and we have the one-on-one strategy sessions for the human targeting. But if I'm a student sitting down at my laptop right now, where do I actually get the raw materials to start? What feeds these frameworks?
That is where the third tier comes in, the Advanced AI Content Library. This provides exclusive access to practical assets. The text highlights items like AI prompt templates built specifically for resume building and automated job notification setups. It's essentially a repository of pre-engineered tools.
Oh, that closes the loop completely.
Yeah.
So you aren't just staring at a blank, blinking cursor on ChatGPT, wondering what to type.
Right, no blank page syndrome.
You grab a proven prompt template from the library, you apply the framework you learned in the workshop to customize it, and then you refine the final output with your one-on-one consultant.
Exactly. It's a comprehensive ecosystem designed to systematically accelerate a student's path into next-gen roles, reducing the friction at every single stage of the process. And what really jumps out from these materials is the sheer scale of this ecosystem. We aren't looking at a small beta test of 10 kids in a computer lab somewhere. The sources boast a community of over 5,000 students. The text literally describes them as leading the AI revolution.
The community aspect is perhaps the most significant multiplier in their entire model. The platform is not an isolated single-player experience. You are plugged into a tech-forward network of peers who are actively navigating the exact same landscape.
It reminds me of a massive guild in an online video game. Like when a new, incredibly difficult boss drops in a game, let's just call the 2026 internship market the final boss. You don't try to defeat it alone.
No, you'd get crushed.
Right. You join a guild where thousands of other players are sharing the exact map routes, exact timing strategies, the exact hacks that actually work in real time. You pool your collective knowledge to beat the system. And Career Agent is explicitly offering that guild experience. They talk about giving this community exclusive networking opportunities and career coaching hacks designed to just supercharge the search.
The guild analogy is highly accurate. We can observe the specific nature of this shared knowledge by looking at the titles of the advanced learning modules highlighted in the text. For instance, they have a module called Prompt Engineering for Next-Gen Interview Success.
Prompt Engineering for Next-Gen Interview Success.
That is fascinating. So taking the highly technical skill of prompt engineering, which usually involves writing complex logic strings to get an AI to code software or analyze data and applying it directly to interpersonal interview prep. How does that practically work?
Well, it involves feeding the AI the entirety of a company's public footprint. So their recent earnings calls, their press releases, maybe even the specific interviewer's background.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then instructing the AI to simulate a hostile or challenging interview environment. The student uses prompt engineering to create a hyper-realistic sparring partner that adapts to their specific industry. That is incredible prep. And the text mentions another module titled Landing Your Dream Tech Role with Copilot Hacks. Now, Microsoft Copilot is deeply integrated into enterprise software, so they're teaching the community the unofficial, optimized ways to leverage these proprietary tools for career advancement.
They're identifying the hidden capabilities within everyday enterprise software. Look at it this way. If one student in that 5,000-person community discovers a method to use Copilot to, say, analyze a recruiter's communication style and draft the perfect follow-up email, that hack is immediately distributed to the entire network.
So what does this all mean for someone listening to this right now? If you are our listener trying to understand your place in this 2026 landscape, and you're staring down a 5,000-strong army of students armed with prompt engineering skills and Copilot hacks, what is the real takeaway here?
The ultimate value proposition synthesized in these sources is that the future of professional advancement isn't merely about having access to an AI tool.
Because everyone has access now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
AI access is ubiquitous. The differentiator is being part of a collective intelligence. It's about being integrated into a community of digital professionals who are constantly iterating on the best practices. You aren't just competing against an individual applicant anymore.
Right.
You're competing against the aggregated, real-time knowledge of a 5,000-person network that is systematically bypassing traditional barriers.
And CareerAgent clearly wants you inside that network rather than outside of it. Their source materials are essentially a recruitment drive for this guild. The text repeatedly drops their contact line, 206-537-4223, pushing you to book a workshop or a session to unlock your potential and join this movement. It's a really aggressive play to consolidate the most tech-forward talent into one hub.
Yeah, they view their platform as the foundational training ground for the next generation of digital professionals. They're actively institutionalizing the AI job search.
It is just a completely different world from the one we knew a few years ago. Let's briefly recap the journey we just took through these materials, because there's a lot to process here. We started by examining the reality of the 2026 AI first job market, an environment where human read resumes are completely obsolete and algorithmic filtering is the baseline.
Mm-hmm.
We explored CareerAgent's core philosophy of teaching simple frameworks for ChatGPT and Copilot, empowering students to build independent skills rather than just relying on automated dependency. And we broke down their three-tiered arsenal: the workflow automation workshops, the personalized one-on-one strategy sessions, and the prompt libraries.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that fueled by a massive 5,000-student guild sharing real-time hacks to conquer the hiring process.
It is a profound look at how digital native talent is weaponizing technology to adapt to a rapidly evolving economic landscape.
It absolutely is. But before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to pull on a thread that connects all these dots. What is the final thought you want to leave our listener with today?
Well, looking at the sheer scale of this optimization, there's a fascinating, almost paradoxical, logical extreme we have to consider.
Okay, what is it?
If platforms like CareerAgent successfully teach thousands upon thousands of students to perfectly engineer their application data, to flawlessly automate their workflows, and to deploy these brilliant AI-generated networking strategies.
Yeah.
And on the other side of the table, corporate recruiters are inevitably using their own sophisticated AI systems to parse, filter, and respond to these perfectly optimized applications.
Yeah.
Are we rapidly approaching a reality where the entire initial hiring process is just one AI negotiating with another AI?
Wow. That is wild. The student's AI sends the perfectly crafted semantic payload, and the corporation's AI catches it, analyzes the vector data, and just sends an automated interview invite.
Exactly. The human applicant and the human recruiter might just be waiting on the sidelines to see which algorithm won the negotiation, only stepping in for the final handshake.
The heat-seeking missile tracking the automated defense system, that is an image that is going to stick with me. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning the evolving digital world around you. Keep looking for those underlying frameworks, and we will catch you next time.